views expressed on the following live program do not necessarily reflect those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
I think I got all the right knobs now. Well, maybe not. All right, let's hope we got it going this time. Kind of an awkward start this morning, this afternoon. Welcome. A new midday news at noon. It's 12:22, hard time. This is Richard Quigley. I'm doing my little United States Freedom Fighter Forum show on, usually comes in on Thursday. As stated in the disclaimer, this is a call-in talk show. Call-in lines 479-1080, 477-1340. I'm going to be covering a few subjects today. You got any opinions, attitudes, any of that kind of stuff? New ideas, old ideas. Don't hesitate to call. I will read your faxes if I get them, and I can read them at 475-2967 if you want to send a fax in. I'm going to be reading some stuff today. I hardly know where to start. God, it's like they truly have put the nuts in charge of the asylum. I spent about 2.5 hours night before last, writing to people who were sending me emails all over me about Santa Cruz coming out in favor of impeaching George Bush. And it's like, Santa Cruz City Council. What a moronic idea. I'm not saying that the idea of an impeachment is necessarily moronic, but for a city council that has as many problems as the Santa Cruz City Council has, to spend the time necessary to get in the media with their "we don't like George Bush, we want him impeached" campaign. I mean, first of all, who cares? Right behind that comes, who cares what the city of Santa Cruz thinks? Right behind that comes, this is not something that the people of the city of Santa Cruz asked them to do that I know of. There may have been a couple folks down there who thought it was a good idea, but what a stupid waste of time. And, I wonder, did they bother to clear this through the, Chamber of Commerce? Can you imagine sitting in somewhere in the rest of the world? They already think that living in California is like living in a box of granola. What ain't fruits and nuts is flakes. And here we come out, Santa Cruz City Council. I guess they're vying for the position currently held by Berkeley. They want to come on and take the shine away from Berkeley. We're going to be the University of California town that is without doubt the most stupid of the bunch. But, I wondered if they checked with their Chamber of Commerce before they did that. I want to go vacation in Santa Cruz. I think I want to go see what it looks like with those nuts running around loose. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And at the same time, of course, they're doing all their stuff downtown. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about some of that later. I put out a call to one of my friends. She'll be listening in today, and we might touch on a case that went before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday up in San Francisco. It was argued yesterday, the day before, where Robert Norris was arrested for interfering with their meeting there at the Santa Cruz City Council. After they very rudely shut him down and sent him on his way, he gave him a Nazi salute on the way out the door, and for which he was arrested. And so the issue went went on into federal court, and it's at the Ninth Circuit now, and Kate Wells is the attorney on that case, and hopefully she'll give me a call later on here, next 15, 20 minutes, and we'll have a chance to talk with her about some of the goings-on there. But this is the kind of stuff that the city of Santa Cruz is doing. I mean, that city council ought to be ashamed of themselves, and certainly the people that live in the city of Santa Cruz ought to be wondering what the hell they're spending their money for. That they were going so far on other talk radio shows throughout the state, because I hear back from other people, believe it or not, and they were actually spelling the names of the various members that voted for this this referendum or whatever it was, that the initiative, or I guess both of those are voters' things. Whatever this act was that the city council did, and they were spelling the names of these idiots on the panel so that everybody could spell it right when they sent them letters to tell them how stupid that move was in the middle of a war where our troops need our support and their leader doesn't really need to be challenged. The city of Santa Cruz decides to speak on behalf of the people of Santa Cruz, reflecting on everyone in the county in such an obscene way. Shame. It's no shame. No shame. And then we come to my second most irritating thing that happened this week. I've been listening to local talk radio only to find out that anybody that supports Tom McClintock's got to be an idiot or a fool, because he's just, you know, he's just unelectable and he's not the right guy and he's just on and on and on. And I'm listening to all these reasons and I'm wondering, what is the point in this? If we're trying to fix the problem in Sacramento, doesn't it seem like we'd look through the list of candidates and try to pick the one that would be most likely in a position to straighten everything out? And it would seem to me that it would take, to do that job properly, you would be looking at least for somebody that was experienced in the area of Sacramento politics. Now, that leaves everybody's front runner, I guess, from the right. They say from the right, and Arnold kind of out of the mix because he's got no political experience. You want somebody that's honorable, who matches in word and deed. Remember, whoever you elect governor, one of the most important things that they're going to do, never mind everything else, but the governor appoints judges. And if you don't think that the governor can make a difference in who they appoint, why they appoint one judge over another, take a look at what happened in the case of Judge Danner. Judge Danner is a man that has no business in a black robe sitting on a bench, in my humble opinion, for whatever it's worth. He's not. He's corrupt. He was corrupt from the gate. He was a corrupt DA. He's a corrupt judge. Even if he had the capacity not to be corrupt, I don't know that he's got the intellect to sit that job. But our outgoing governor, also claiming to be a Republican, but anything but, Pete Wilson put him in as one of his last moves out the door by appointment. So we get to live without appointment because we had the wrong guy as governor. Gray Davis moved McAdams up to the 6th Appellate Court. And that, in the real world, where good sense makes sense, it doesn't make sense to put McAdams there. Now, in the way things actually work, yeah, what difference does it make? Because the 6th Appellate Court is already so foul, and so they won't follow the law. Most of their opinions are unpublished. They vote political. People talk about how the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals U.S. is supposed to be the most overturned and laughable court in the United States. That may be true. I don't happen to share that opinion, but that may be true. I think that we're blessed to have the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They do more to protect the constitutional rights of citizens in this country than any other appellate court that I know. And if they occasionally get overturned by the Supreme Court, I think we need to take a look at the reasons why that happens before we just start discrediting them because the United States Supreme Court doesn't back their act. Because they come out time and again from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in favor of supporting and defending the constitutional rights of individuals. And I'm just not prepared to hold anything bad against a group like that. Even if sometimes they go too far in protecting our rights, it's a whole lot better to me to see that behavior than going too far the other way. And that is all the way down the road of ignoring our rights. But the 6th Appellate Court over in San Jose holds the notoriety within California that would make the Ninth look good at a federal level. They're ludicrous. They're virtually laughed at, scoffed at. I know of no one who cites them in any cases anywhere throughout the state because their rulings are so ridiculous. Most of their rulings are unpublished, and it's probably a good thing, because if they didn't have all these unpublished decisions, they'd be getting overturned with every one. They just make ridiculous decisions. I happen to have one out of the six, an unpublished opinion that says that unsubstantiated police reports are public documents. Now, if you don't think that makes a difference, the way this became an issue and the reason that question went to them was that years ago there were some folks that wanted to damage my reputation for the purpose of getting an order against me to create, you know, to make me do something that they couldn't otherwise make me do. And they went in and they pulled up a bunch of old police reports that were unfounded, unsubstantiated, said all kinds of weird stuff. And they used that as part of their evidence package. Now, they got this from the Arthur Danner District Attorney's Office. Those documents are, in fact, held confidential for all the reasons that you might think. For example, if I were to decide that I didn't like somebody and police reports were, in fact, public documents, I could do as one person did with me, and I could call and make a completely false claim against the individual, say I didn't want him prosecuted, but just for the record. And then this unsubstantiated claim goes into a file. And one day somebody comes in and says, well, has anybody ever called in and said anything terrible about this guy? And the cops would say, well, yeah, here's what he's been accused of. And nobody checked it out. Nobody investigated it. Nobody charged me with anything. But there it stood. I had allegedly threatened to kill this guy. And it was stupid. First of all, I don't do that. I'm probably among the most nonviolent in this county. But I wouldn't even be for slapping him upside the head, throwing him in jail. Yeah, but he calls in and makes this report, and now that becomes part of the record, and I live with that reputation. You ought to hear what the Sixth Appellate Court had to say about me and their unpublished opinion. But in the middle of all that, one of the things they pointed out was that police reports are public documents. No. Arrest reports are public documents. You do have access, and you should have access to arrest reports. But just unsubstantiated, somebody calls up the police for an information only, and they write it down. No, those have never been, never will be. But I have an unpublished decision from the Sixth, unanimous, from the three judges that were hearing it, that police reports are public documents. Any of you guys that know any lawyers, the lawyers will tell you that they probably won't even believe it. Most of them don't until I show them the decision. So who we get for governor is the point, and what they're going to do with that power is probably the most important thing we got going. And I've got to tell you, I'm not of the belief that what we need to do is ignore Tom McClintock. I think what we need to do is take a closer look. Arnold has done what I hoped Arnold would, and that is he's gotten a lot of press. And from that press has come the understanding of what this guy is all about. So what do we know about him that we didn't know before? Well, we know, first of all, that he's deceptive. He said he wasn't going to run and then did. And same thing with Bustamante, except Bustamante absolutely said he wasn't going to run and did. So now we know Arnold's not credible. He's not a credible witness. Next thing I don't particularly care for about the man is that he's a hypocrite. I know that nobody's going to make anything of it. It's no big deal. But he purports to be an environmental advocate, but drives a Hummer, proudly drives a Hummer. And why? Because he likes them. That's his reason. And so I guess if we all get to do that, then environmentalism has no standing at all. And I've never known a Republican yet of any consequence that supported gun control. If you folks haven't figured out yet that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a Republican in name only, then hopefully in the next 3 weeks you will. And so who's left? The three candidates that could get there, assuming that we go ahead and vote for the recall, are Bustamante. We all know the problems with him. Schwarzenegger. And McClintock is the only one that has a standing to run. He's the only one that is electable. Now, Senator McClintock has lots and lots and lots of experience in Sacramento. He knows why and how things happen up there. You know, I've talked to you guys in the past about how laws are made and how we get unconstitutional laws and how these things break down. And how these things, we've talked about how these things break down. And the legislature functions in a very strange way that only a member could understand. Tom McClintock is a senator in Sacramento. He understands how the special interests, where they go, where they hide, where all these things come about. So if you've got somebody that's there, understands, and thinks your way, why would you turn your back on him because of these baseless claims? The dings on him are not that he's not honorable, not that he's not intelligent, not that he's not charismatic, not that he doesn't have a lot of solutions already laid out to the problems. The dings on him, as I hear them, are that because he won't pull out of the race, Arnold might not win. Pardon me? Because he won't pull out of the race, Arnold might pull out of the race, which means that everybody will then vote that there won't be a recall. The dings on him have to do with these stupid concoctions that had to come from the left. I don't care who's saying them. These concoctions are coming from the left, folks. Trust me when I tell you. The only people that would be concerned about Tom McClintock being our next governor are the ones that don't want to let go of all the benefits that come from this corrupt power in Sacramento. And would Arnold not get it? Would it elude him? Would he eventually get it? I don't know, but he can't hit the ground running. Tom McClintock gets into that office, he'll hit the ground running. He'll start flushing out the roaches. He'll turn the lights on, just like Barry Goldwater did for Arizona. And if you don't believe it, spend some time. Line yourself up to where you can hear him speak. Go to his website and read the things that he says and the things that he's done. They're all consistent. You won't find him pro-environment and driving a Hummer. You won't find him claiming to be a Republican and advocating gun control. You won't find him saying one thing today and the opposite tomorrow. I mean, he's an honorable man. And around honorable men, less than honorable people don't survive. So he will flush out the garbage in Sacramento. He can do it. He's smart enough to do it. All he needs is some support. And for these people at this point in the election to come out and tell you to give up on him, that the only thing you ought to have to do with him is to write him a letter and tell him not to run, it's nuts. I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know what they're thinking. This is a golden opportunity for the Golden State to get back on our feet politically, economically, and quite frankly, spiritually. We've got a chance to pull this thing out of the fire and make this a great state once again. Don't, please, please take the time and look at these guys. Evaluate them from the high moral ground and give up on these, on listening to these people that tell you that he's going to end up being the most despised candidate ever because he's going to mess up the whole election because he's a spoiler. He's not a spoiler. He's a winner. You're locked in this area where all you get is this local perspective, this scream from the left. And other places in California, they know who Tom McClintock is, and they want him in that job. I guess that's the end of my campaign, except let me see. I got a fax from Landon in SoCal. Says, upon hearing the news that the City Council of Santa Cruz, California, voted 6-1 to formally submit a petition to impeach George Bush, the senior management of both the Jay Leno Show and David Letterman Show have fired their respective comedy writing staffs in favor of hiring the Santa Cruz City Council members. Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy, I'll bet they have. It would be a lot funnier if it were a joke, trust me. Anyway, I've got Jim on line one. Joe and Salinas, let me get Joe and Salinas. It's long distance. Hold on, Jim, I'll be with you in a second. Joe, you're calling long distance. Talk to me, my friend.
Yeah, you've been all over the board today.
Well, I'm going to be. Hold on a minute. I'm not getting your feed for some reason.
Situation has been.
That ain't it. Where's the telephone here? Is it there?
Oh.
Yeah, now talk to me.
Yeah, you're kind of all over the board.
Well, I kind of do that. Which part of the board am I not on?
I think you started off the program saying that you kind of disagreed with the Santa Cruz City Council, but you kind of thought that they were right about the impeachment part of it. I think they're totally wrong about the whole works.
Well, no, the City Council's not right about the impeachment anyway, and I have been misunderstood if you think that I supported that they had any business even offering that up. Whether or not an impeachment is a legitimate process or something that they that someone might want to do, or whether or not it's okay for them to do it, I can't, in as a respecter of freedom, come out against that. People have a right to, you know, as citizens, to move any direction they want. My complaint is that the Board of Supervisors, I mean, the City Council, is doing this on behalf of these people without any support for it. When I don't think the man needs to be impeached. I think he needs to be supported. That's my personal opinion, but whether or not the country has the right to bring it up is not an issue. Of course they do. Does that clear that up?
Yeah. I also disagree with what you said on the Ninth Circuit Court. Now, whenever a court's been overturned as many times as they have, they obviously got a problem.
Well, so what do we do? I mean, if the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals may have a problem with the United States Supreme Court, but I don't know that they necessarily have a problem with your interest for freedom.
Well, I mean, your freedom is based upon the Constitution, and if their decisions aren't being held up. Anyway, I just said that. What I do agree with you on wholeheartedly is Tom McClintock. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I heard that. And I heard Schwarzenegger on O'Reilly, and O'Reilly was treating him fairly softly.
Yeah.
And Arnold was all over the place.
Well, yeah. He doesn't know what he wants to do because he doesn't know how to do it. He's in over his head, and the more he talks, the only things that he makes any sense have been taken straight from Tom McClintock's webpage. That's where that comes from. I swear to God.
I have a little bit of faith, and I'm hoping. This is my hope. Maybe I'm all wet, but I'm hoping that the good Lord above is using Arnold as kind of like a pulling guard, and the Democrats will go after Arnold, and Tom will come in with the ball behind him, and we're going for the score.
Joe, I don't know how it works out, but I couldn't agree with you more. I hope that it works out that way. Thanks for calling, and I don't know how it's going to be, how the play is going to go. But, yeah, Tom McClintock for governor, I'm just a firm supporter. Nobody out there is making any sense as far as I can tell. No, Quig, you just don't get it. It's not about working for the person who can most likely do the job. That makes too much sense. Oh, okay. I can see what's going on. This is from Steve Hartman. It is about consolidating the vote for the one who can draw enough other than Republican voters to win the election. I will agree with you all day long that Tom McClintock could do a great job as governor, but Tom McClintock cannot get elected. I heard that on Monday, Steve, and I was sitting there wanting to. I couldn't fax you, but I'll finish this because I don't want to cut my friend Steve off. And my friend, I would far rather go a little to the right with Arnold than all the way left with Bustamante or Davis. Your philosophy is exactly why wise Californians say Republicans in this state continually shoot themselves in the foot. I don't know. I'm hoping beyond hope that the people of the state of California will take the time and look. I do not think that the move all the way to the right is wrong. I think that if you're doing things wrong, that you don't have to start doing them a little bit right at a time. I think you can stop doing things wrong immediately, and to sit there and say that you've got to spoon feed people to move them to the right, I disagreed with that when you said it on Monday, and I disagree with it now. I think that we can make that move, and yes, it is a grand move, and yes, it's a big move, but I'm ready for it. I got to talk to Jim. Jim, you've been thanks for waiting. Welcome
yes,
to
good
SCO.
Afternoon, sir. Thanks for bringing up some very important topics. You're right. It has been an interesting week. When I woke up Tuesday morning and brought my Sentinel News in with the headlines of that there had been a third attempt at rape in downtown Santa Cruz, and further on in the paper that a woman had been robbed at gunpoint, also in downtown Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
I was expecting that the Santa Cruz City Council would have put an emergency issue on the agenda, bringing Chief Belcher in and asking him if there was anything that the City Council could do and what was going on with this problem of this raper. Were they going to wait till he actually harm somebody and rape somebody? Or, but no, instead, what do we have? Them talking this, advising the Judiciary Committee to look into impeaching the president.
Doesn't it remind you, though, of course, sort of the mindset of a lot of the shooters? I mean, here they are, totally incapable of administering the city of Santa Cruz, but they got the answer for the whole United States.
Well, absolutely. You know that they know that, too, and that their idea was that they knew that this very topic in this very sensitive week would take a lot of time, and maybe people would ignore the drastic mess that they have this city in.
It is beyond belief. We could do a show every day for 40 minutes about how bad the city council and the board of supervisors are screwing up the life of the people that live in this county and in that city, and it just goes on forever.
Absolutely. We look at today's Sentinel, and we see that the library system is between $700,000 and $800,000 in debt.
Yeah.
They're talking about closing libraries and library hours. Now, Mr. Rotkin sits on the library, that part of the library board. He had that information last Tuesday night, and he did not present it to the people.
No, we had a very important mission, and that was to further destroy the reputation of the city of Santa Cruz and Santa Cruz County by making it this.
Absolutely, they're talking, and rather than addressing the problem of a $700,000 deficit, they're talking about building a new library out there, right next to where you're sitting on the Corcoran Lagoon.
I know.
Another sensitive, environmental sensitive area, like they did to the Nereis Lagoon.
And extreme prime real estate value. I mean, no, they are truly not qualified to sit the positions that they hold.
That's right. They can't operate the libraries that they have now. The old blame it on the computer angle doesn't fly anymore. People have got to get serious with these people. And if you want to leave a, you know, especially on this day when they went out of their way to spit on 3,000 American citizens' graves and the 159 soldiers that have died in Iraq, they went and spit on their grave. You might want to call them at 420-5020. Between now and 1 o'clock, you'll get an answering machine where you can leave a recorded message or the chances of getting anybody down there that'll talk live to you are pretty remote, so you can leave a message on, they have an answering line, 420-5020.
Got it. Jim, thank you very much for caring, and thank you very much
for
calling in and participating. Okay, online, I got Richard from Watsonville on line four, they tell me. I don't know, there's two on line three, but Richard, Watsonville, is this you?
That's me.
Hey, man, I haven't talked to you in forever. In fact, I don't know if I have.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What did I do wrong?
You get rid of Rosemary, you talk to me a lot more on Thursdays.
Talk to me.
That's just me and radio. But
okay.
I tell you, talking to you, man, it's like, last night Arnold shows up on O'Reilly's radio TV show, right?
Yeah.
Number one show last night.
Sure.
Number one watched show last night in the ratings, Richard. That's what it's all about, man.
Well,
that's what the hell it's all about. I'm tired of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, man. Aren't you?
Well, I'm not
Are you ready for a liberal or a conservative party or not, Richard?
Well, yeah, that's fine.
You seem to be friends with all my friends.
Yeah.
I was born here.
We can't talk about about the Republican Party and the
Right. Yeah, we can. McClintock's not going to get elected. He belongs.
Damn,
the guy's a professional politician,
Richard,
man.
Richard, please. Please, would you give the guy a chance? Would you take a look at everything that's going on and influence as many people as you can not to give up on him? Because he will not get elected.
Are you kidding me? I'll give him up first. I'd rather have McPherson in there. The hell's the matter with you, man?
Well, I guess
I agree with you 100% on Danner.
Well, then how can we be at odds with the only straight talker in the list of candidates out there, Richard? I don't get that one.
Well, he's not the only one.
Who else you got out there is talking straight?
How about Leon Panetta, man?
Leon Panetta's not on the ballot.
You got a problem with Leon?
Leon's not on the ballot.
Leon's
we've had enough with Democrats. Don't you think we've had enough with Democrats?
He used to be a Republican.
I know he used to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
Arnold used to be an Austrian.
I mean, you know, everybody used to be. It's what they are today. But well, that is not on the ballot. He's
look
not
what
a
you're
consideration.
Doing today. You're banging on whether the actually you and Jim both on whether the city council. What's the city council supposed to do, Richard? Tell Belcher, do your job, Steve.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys want?
Yeah, don't you think somebody ought to tell Belcher to do his job?
I think he should be doing his job. I don't think Danner should be in the seat where he's at.
Yeah, there you
but,
go.
You know, you can't recall Bush, so you impeach the guy.
Well, it's okay.
What the hell's going on
if
here?
If that's what they want to do, then the people that need want to impeach him ought to do that, but the city council's got no business in that. Richard, I got to run, but thanks very much for calling in. I enjoyed the call. Sue's been waiting for a while. Asa says online, too. Hey, sir, are you there, dear?
Yeah, I've been agreeing with almost everything everybody says. However, as much as I think that McClintock is a good man, and I agree with you on almost everything you've got to say.
I can hardly wait for the butt on this one.
The butt is you've got to get the recall. You are not going to get the recall unless you get the people of more than the Republican types to vote. Now, you've just been talking about what a bunch of idiots they all are. Well, they are a bunch of idiots, and without somebody like Arnold to bring them to the polls and make them vote for the recall, they're going to sit on their butts or they're going to vote for their little Democratic classmates.
What I'm trying to do, Asa,
you alone are not going to be able to do it.
I realize that. Me alone can't, but if a whole bunch of people like me alone get together, you know, it is the fact that I can't do it doesn't mean that I shouldn't try. And the fact that you can't do it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And then when these people come out favoring Arnold for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but it's the recall. You have to understand, nothing's going to be any good without the recall being done.
That's correct.
The recall is not going to be done without the drama.
But we don't need, we do not need
to make
the recall fly.
We live in the land of fruits and nuts, sweetie. We've just been talking about it as well as we have everything else. Now, if we could have our way, we would vote for sensible, nice people like McClintock who know what they're doing. But since I've lived in California, we hardly ever elected one.
Well, the last time we elected a Republican that made this state very happy, his name is Ronald Reagan, and I realize that it's not popular to talk favorably about him here, but the state of California did real well behind him, and he wasn't a hardcore conservative, but at least he had everything run good for 8 years. Arnold Schwarzenegger is no Ronald Reagan. Trust me when I tell you that.
I know
Arnold,
that.
He's closer to a Pete
Clinton. Regardless of that, he is one who can get this recall happening.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I hope you're right, but I hope you don't give up on listening to and advocating McClintock.
I wouldn't give up on that, except that I don't want to say anything. I mean, better an amateur than the people that we've had as professionals have withdrawn the state to its knees.
I understand that, dear, and I'm telling you, please don't give up on McClintock with your friends. Please don't give up on him with yourself. Please keep an eye on him. Give him every chance. See if he doesn't speak to what it is that you really would like to see done in California.
Without recall, nobody else is going to help us.
Absolutely, yes, on the recall. Thank you very much for calling, Asa. I do love that lady. What a sweetheart. And we got so many callers here, I hardly know who to get next. Gary, line 3, welcome to KSCO.
Yeah, Ace's dead wrong. You know, but...
Well,
99% of the time I agree with her. But look at Arnold's biggest major supporter is Warren Buffett. His declared goal is to destroy Proposition 13. He's given money to Hillary. You go back to July 23rd, San Francisco Chronicle, and there's an article there. You can look it right up. And all these dudes over there at the Bohemian Grove with Karl Rove, George Shultz, Richard Reardon, it says right here out of that San Francisco article, it says the word came out of Bohemian Grove this last weekend where a number that goes into this stuff, if Arnold goes, Dick won't. Dick Reardon is member of the Council on Foreign Relations. George Shultz was running the Council on Foreign Relations. These are all the elite, all the things that that Richard and Asa and so-called, you know, conservatives, you know, the knee-jerk, they're not knee-jerk. They're doing it out of their values, but they haven't the slightest idea how they're being screwed over by the media right now.
Right now,
you see Howard Jarvis Association in this. I worked for Howard Jarvis. I volunteered for him campaign after campaign, and we were ridiculed just like these people are coming, you know, riding on our back right now. And I went out, I substituted for Dr. Neil Jacoby when they were threatening his life at various speeches throughout California. Now, the Howard Jarvis Association and John Coppo, after the Schwarzenegger guys went over to him, they endorsed Schwarzenegger, and there was no comparison. And if Richard wants Bruce McPherson, Bruce McPherson is, he's another Bustamante.
Well, of course he is.
The guy's anti-property. He's introduced Agenda 21. He's had staff members going over the people here. And you got guys like Richard, going after Leon Panetta, remember peace through law and all this rural government harem and stuff. I don't know what's...
Jerry, I love your passion. I love your energy. And I hope to God that you contact enough people between now and the election to make the kind of difference that guys like you can make.
I want to send you some more stuff if I can.
Okay, I appreciate it. The one thing I get from your conversation is that you understand, like I do, that Pete Wilson was a bad Republican governor. And we don't need another Pete Wilson-type governor. And Arnold Schwarzenegger has lined himself up to be he's not a good Republican. He's a fascist. He's a Nazi. I don't care. I don't like Arnold Schwarzenegger. We don't need him for governor. We do need to have a recall, and we need to take a long look at the other candidates. And I think McClintock leads the pack. And Jeannie's going to call up and save me today. Thank you very much, Jeannie. Are you there?
Hey, I back Gary up. Asa, when you're listening to me, this is how they control the American people, by saying it can't happen.
Yeah.
And that is the propaganda from the elitists. And actually, I have a situation where I think we ought to recall the Santa Cruz City Council.
Oh, yeah.
I have the goods on them.
Yeah.
If you go to the website, ICLEI.org, ICLEI, and it is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. The Santa Cruz City Council is a subdivision of the state, and they cannot enter into foreign treaties. And that's what they're doing now. They're entering into foreign treaties. That's in our Constitution, Article 1, Section 10. No state shall enter into any treaty. So if you know your law, you know your Constitution, then go after that city council and the Board of Supervisors.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of that in the upcoming election or elections.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jeannie. I think there's going to be a lot of evaluating the people on both the city council and the Board of Supervisors. I certainly hope there's going to be. We have a lot of trouble right here in River City. I've been wanting to get to, and I keep running out of time, I've been trying to get to the destructive effect of I want to call it rent control, because it can't be anything else but the rent control put on us by the Board of Supervisors. What they have done is they have controlled building in this area to the point that there's no longer affordable housing for anybody that we want to live here. The only people that can afford to live here are the ones that make more money than God, have everybody rules for how everybody else live their lives, giving up on theirs, and their only reason for anybody to listen to them is because they got money. And it's very, very frustrating to me to watch the young people in this area leaving in droves because they can't afford to live in this area. And next week, I hope that I get to it. One of the things I'm pushing for is subsidies for emergency care workers and important workers like police and firemen and teachers, and so that there will become a pressure on the Board of Supervisors in order to cut off the subsidies to stop that money from going out to do something about the high cost of rents and get our lives back together. But, of course, I don't have time. Run out again. This is Richard Quigley. This has been the United States Freedom Fighter Forum on KSCO AM 1080 Santa Cruz. Thank you, Michael. See you guys next week.